This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. When was the last time God did something special for you? Did you take time to thank and praise Him? In Exodus 15, you find the song of Moses and Miriam. Read it over a few times. Reflect on the context. The Israelites had just been delivered from the threat of the Egyptian army. They were on a journey to the Promised Land, facing possible attacks from people through whose land they would have to pass. Moses and Miriam, filled with the joy of victory, led the people in this song of thanksgiving and praise. I suggest, after you've read the song over a few times, you personalize it by changing it to words that describe a victory God has wrought in your life. If someone hurt you by gossip or false accusation, how has God dealt with it? There were times in my life when God clearly brought out the truth from an unlikely source. At other times, He neutralized those who were against me and enabled me to move on to better things. In some cases, things didn't change at all. I don't always understand what God is doing, but I know He has things in control. I can sing to the Lord with Moses. He is highly exalted. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise Him. Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders? The Lord will reign forever and ever. When we sing about our great God, it builds confidence to believe He will go before us, whatever the challenges and obstacles we face. Well, this has been interesting as we are reading through the Bible. We're now getting to the middle of Exodus. I trust you will join us as we continue reading it through in 2.